I'm Susie Preds for Local Decision 2024 primary here at 88.5 KRFY. I'm here with Bob Vicarious, candidate running in the May primary for District 1, House Seat B, as a Democrat, currently held by Sage Dixon, who is not running again. His opponent is Catherine Larson. Hi, Bob, and thanks for joining us today and taking the time to introduce yourself to the voters.
My name is Bob Vicarious, and I'm a Northern Idaho resident. I've been here for, almost 77 years, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Made it to Northern Idaho.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience and what makes you qualified to hold this office, such as education, your professional experience, trade, profession, nonprofit groups that you belong to. Why are you running, and what makes you qualified for the office?
Well, now I've been paying attention to what is being done to my country for the past at least 60 years. I've been following politics and have been rather concerned about the direction that our country is going. My background is a cattle rancher here in Northern Idaho. It has been having its challenges right now. Regulated or about to be regulated by the federal government, which has me rather concerned. They want to put electronic ear tags in all of our cows' ears so that that each animal can be tracked from birth until it meets the packing plant. And we have to keep records on those cows. And every time they leave the ranch or come back, we have to do some paperwork. That's in the works. The legislation for that was just passed. Or the funding for that was just passed a couple weeks ago. The feds appropriated $15 million for electronic ear tags for all cattle. I just thought that would be, and I and the people might be concerned about.
So what you're saying is a lot of the regulations that are coming through, and especially since it's the cattle industry is something that you belong to, that you're concerned about that.
Well, that's correct, and everyone should be, that it's me, because it's really going to raise havoc with the industry.
So typically, let's just go on a little bit further. So you've been concerned for over 60 years of what's happening to your country, and that's why you're running, I'm assuming.
What was that again?
You've been concerned about what's happening to the country over the last 60 years, and that kind of prompts you to want to run and be involved in legislating in the state of Idaho.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So the legislative session is in session from January through March. They've gone into April right now. But if elected, you represent your constituents year-round. And the question would be, how much time will you devote to your office if elected on a weekly basis?
Oh, I would guess it would be about 50-50 between my my livelihood and the position. There's time that would be required. I understand that, and I would have to be in touch with my constituents to a large degree.
Right, in District 1. So what do you consider the biggest issues in the House race that you would like voters to consider?
Well, one of the biggest issues that has me concerned is the constant push for a CONCON resolution from the state of Idaho, the Constitutional Convention. That's a way of proposing amendments to the Constitution to the federal government, and it would be a very bad way to adopt an amendment because it would throw the Constitution wide open like it did the last time that they had a convention. And what happened then was they completely rewrote the Constitution. It turned out good, but in this day and age with a wide variety of people from all political persuasions and every country in the world being involved in writing our Constitution, it would be rather scary.
So what you're saying is in the state of Idaho, there's a constant push to have a constitutional convention nationally, and you think that's a bad idea?
I do.
Okay. It would take a lot of time, and who knows where it would end up, is what I'm hearing you say.
That's what I'm saying, correct.
So what kind of grade would you give the legislature overall in for this 2024 session so far, and why would you say that?
I haven't seen a breakdown in all of the legislation that has been passed, so I couldn't give a fair answer on that.
Well, that's fair. I understand there's a lot of bills. There's been over 60 so far, and it can be a lot to track. So let's go to a few of those key bills. Let's see. On Friday, Governor Brad Little signed House Bill 521. It's sweeping legislation under which Idaho will spend an additional $1.5 billion over the next decade to help fund building construction and maintenance for schools around the state. Would you have supported or opposed this bill as you know it right now?
I would likely have opposed it. I don't think that we've been getting our money's worth from the public education system. I have concerns about kids going all the way through school and having trouble figuring out whether they're a boy or a girl after, you know, spending $10,000-$12,000 a year, you know, per student. In addition to not even knowing what form of government that we're supposed to have, when you pick up a textbook, you talk about democracy in almost every text and almost every chapter. So, you know, it's they're not getting the education they need to be successful in the business world and as an American citizen. How can you defend our Republican form of government if you don't even know that it is a Republican form of government?
So what you're saying is the current public school system isn't really thoroughly helping students understand the Constitution and this country in general for the Democratic Republic that we are.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, here's
Constitutional Republic is a better term.
I agree. Thank you. Constitutional Republic. Perfect. House Bill 7, let's see, let's go to Senate Bill 1240, would eliminate Idaho's prohibition on private militias. It's been referred to as Senate State Affairs Committee, referred to. Why or why not how would you vote on this one?
I don't know how private militia is defined. If it means anyone who wants to bear arms to defend his property, I would be opposed to it.
Okay, so you would be opposed to the prohibition on private militias?
Yes, I would.
I'm not sure exactly what they mean by private militia, but say they meant a group of people forming together to address a certain issue outside of their personal property.
I'd have to read the legislation to find out exactly what they mean.
Good answer there, Bob. let's talk about the Idaho legislature itself. What is your position on the Open Primaries Initiative, which would end Idaho's closed Republican primary so that all voters, regardless of party affiliation, could vote in the primary election? It would also allow voters to rank candidates in order of preference. How do you feel about that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Can you say maybe why?
Well, I believe that people should be encouraged to vote one party or the other and affiliate with that party. That's sort of where we are right now, except that there was some legislation passed by the party to require the party affiliation if you're going to vote on the Republican Party, but it didn't apply to the Democratic Party, so it kind of made things lopsided. Some reform has to be should be done, but I'm not sure exactly how it should be written.
So not maybe open primaries, but something else.
I don't right, and rank voting is that's simply wrongheaded.
Got it. So let's just jump to the legislature has weighed over 70 bills this session so far. Are there any other specific bills you want to mention as supporting or opposing?
Not off the top of my head. I can't think of any.
You've been out in the field taking care of the calves, I can tell. Okay. In closing, politics has gotten more polarized in recent years. Do you see ways to find common ground among your constituents if elected? And how will you go about representing constituents that may have different ideas or viewpoints?
Well, I can't make everybody happy. Everybody is going to have different viewpoints than my own. I strongly believe that we should get back to basics and have sound money, to start with. Oppose the drive towards a central bank and digital currency because that would take total control over everyone and their earnings and how they spend their money. We need to focus on that, real hard because it is in the works, and we have to find ways around it. Start using more cash. We would help do that. More cash and less checkbook money. But CBDC is totally wrong, totally in violation of the intent of the Constitution.
Okay. So you've said kind of what you stand for, but why should people vote for you?
They should vote for me only if they believe in the concept of freedom and property rights, individual responsibility, that sort of thing, and a reduction in the size of government. If they want a candidate that will promise to give them everything, take from other people and give to them, they're going to have to shop around for a different candidate because that's not what I will promise them to do, that I will be.
Okay.
I'm not going to be somebody that takes taxes some people and gives it to other people.
Okay. So people that want to know more about you, how can they find out more? Website, social media, phone, whatever. How are you connecting to the voters?
Through articles in the paper, letters to the editor, that sort of thing. I've already been there and explained my views on things for quite a while. Probably for the past 30 or 40 years at least. Most people are familiar with the way I think and the concerns that I have about the way the country is heading.
Okay. So I really appreciate your coming in. This is Local Decision 2024 primary. The primary is in May. It is on May 21st. And I'm speaking with Bob, I'm speaking with Bob Vicarious. He is a candidate running in the May primary for District 1, House Seat B, as a Democrat, currently held by Sage Dixon, who is no longer going to run for that position. Bob, thank you so much for giving us a little picture of what you stand for and what voters can know about you.
Yeah, thank you, Susan.
Okay, take good care.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.